anything about it that I know.
I move like
you're
a cat.
You're a little worm that's trying to impress yourself.
I'm quick like a cat. Hello. Hello. Whoa.
God, man, what are you, insane?
Yes. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen and turn my radio down.
Watch out, I'll read it down. Watch out.
I am loved, and I am needed, I am wanted by the radio listeners of the Twin Cities.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. That's funny. I have been a long-time listener of WOCO.
That sounds almost obscene.
Oh, all right.
A lot of times late at night, I have the occasional glass of wine.
What?
Glass of wine.
Never mind.
I heard a lot of toilets flushing.
Well, that's about right for you, you stiff.
David Mankato, you're on WCCO. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Dave.
Ditto.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I called you the first night you were on with Barney and Ed.
Uh-huh.
And
you were mad or something.
Oh,
right?
No. I was irritated that I didn't realize until the next day what was going on, and ever since then we've been okay.
You've been all right, huh?
I was wondering, is 8 o'clock in Miami going to be too early for you?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Just getting out of bed that time.
They can be sliding you up and down until they find the right time? Or?
No, that's a fairly secure slot. In fact, I got it written into my contract.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Great. They try to move me.
Which,
I sue! Man, all right!
Would that be like midnight in Twin Cities? As far as the listenership? Or are you going to change your the shtick for the time frame? Seems
no.
Like when you did Dark Star, or not Dark Star, but...
No, I don't change the shtick.
The earlier hours, there's some modification.
I'm not going to be modifying Jack.
Nah.
No more of this modifying.
Okay.
Stuff, you know,
that's
just,
good.
The show is this is what it is, you know,
that's
and if
good.
Some blue hair calls in from Chanhassen.
Oh, if you could just tone it down and mainstream it a little bit, I'd be so happy. I got my head stuck in a pin placement machine the other day, and I don't understand.
Shut up.
Don't let him in on who's doing who.
But don't let him in on who's doing who, Phil.
No.
All right.
No. Don't give up the...
There's a no vote. All right, David. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good time.
Take it easy, buddy. Jill in St. Paul. Hello. Hi, Jill.
Hello?
Hi, Jill. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Phil. My name's Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
Well, it's a short hop to Jill, if you're lucky. Har, 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 har.
Well, I was
hey, Norton. Yeah?
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I was just calling up to say, tell you goodbye.
Thank you, pal.
I'm going to miss you.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. How old are you?
10.
10? Wow. I'll never forget, you're a lot older than this, Joe, but I was at a remote. I was doing a personal appearance at the pep rallies for the Gophers, and a little 5-year-old boy walked up to me. And he came up to me, and his dad was going, go ahead, talk to him. And the kid goes, can you do sundown? And I'm going, wow, 5. And I'm on midnight to, you know, I'm on the overnight. This is a kid with insomnia. It's a 5-year-old who's like laying awake at night going, I can't put the round pegs in the square blocks. I can't do it. I'm going to fail. Kindergarten, I'm failing. He's just got, he's like, a, you know, he's 5 going on 40. Don't ever let that happen to you, Joe.
Okay.
What's ahead in your life?
Not much.
Yeah, that's cool. You're 10. You can hang out. Don't ever let a bum chase you out of a railroad station.
Okay.
Did you hear that story at all?
No.
When I was 10, a bum chased me out of a railroad station. Yeah, and I ran and ran and ran, and I thought the bum was following me.
Yeah?
Yeah. That stuff like that doesn't happen to you in St. Paul, does it?
No.
What do you think of the Twin Cities?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay?
Yeah.
What do you think of Minnesota?
Who? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a great state.
Yeah, like your parents told you to say that, didn't they?
No.
You think it's a great state? Have you been around the state? Have you traveled?
Yeah.
Are you a world traveler?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pal, take care. Hang in there.
Yep, good luck on your new job.
Don't take any crap from anybody now.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
But you have to take a certain amount at 10.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
See you later. It's 10 minutes after midnight at WCCO. The weather forecast for the Twin Cities tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy at a high near 48. Current conditions clear and 32, dew point 27. The relative humidity is 82%. The winds are southwest at 3, and the barometric pressure is 30.26 and falling. And the daily three numbers, 0, 4, and 5, and the Powerball numbers, 1, 18, 22, 29, 33, and 10.
Okay, with me today is Wally the Beer Man for Budget Liquor.
Hi, folks. You know, ever since I've been doing Budget Liquor commercials, I've received hundreds of nice letters from fans across the country.
Okay, here's today's letter. It says, Dear Wally, the next time you come to visit us, you won't recognize the place. We moved. I can't give the address.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
That's the wrong letter. That's from Mrs. Beer Man's sister.
Oh, great. Well, now what do we talk about?
Well, speaking of not recognizing the place, did you know that all the Budget Liquor stores have been totally remodeled?
Oh, is this going to be a long story?
No. So come on into Budget Liquor today and check out the new look. One thing you will recognize is our super low prices on all your favorite beers, wines, and liquors.
Okay, Budget Liquor. A lot nicer, a lot cleaner, a lot cheaper.
Visit the Budget Liquor nearest you. We're in Bloomington at 83rd and Lindale. Highway 10 in Moundsview, and in Shakopee on Highway 101.
Join us next time for more letters to Wally the Beer Man. Hey, Wally, do that cool thing you do in the stands.
Okay, here it is. Cold beer here. Hey, here it is. Wally the Beer Man for Budget Liquor. The coldest beer is at Budget Liquor. Here
it is. Sunday morning at WCCO. Join us for the
Sports Huddle at 9:30 on CCO.
Loosen your belt. Oh, yeah. 12 after 12 at WCCO News Talk 830. The Islamic Center of Minnesota announces Eid al-Fitr, the celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. The prayers will be held this morning at North Hennepin Center. This is a change. This is a change from the last information we gave you. The prayers will be held now this morning at the North Hennepin Center, 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. The Takbirat will start at 7:30 in the morning and prayers are at 8:30, okay? So the prayers have been changed to the old location. This is a new location. North Hennepin Center, 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. John in St. Paul, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say I really enjoyed your show. I've been listening for several months. And I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you about. One was, I was listening a couple weeks ago, and you had some guy who wouldn't get off the phone. And I had to go to sleep that night. So I
It was a guy named Phil, and he was this old guy who hated my show, but, you know.
How long did he stay on?
I don't know. He stayed on for 2 hours. He was really pathetic.
Yeah.
He said he hated the show, and he thought he was going to bug me by staying on the phone. And it's the typical reaction of people who don't like my show. They listen to it and call it and stay on the line, and I can't get rid of them. And, you know, it's an odor that doesn't go away. You know?
Yeah.
I just hang a little pine tree from the rearview mirror.
I couldn't believe it.
Yep, that was what he did. I finally had to hang up on him.
Yeah, oh, you did?
We disconnected him.
Oh, he didn't call back?
No, he didn't call back. And he's going to get his phone bill, and he doesn't think he's going to be charged for it. It's going to be about a $9,000 bill. What an idiot. God.
I'll say.
The guy was calling from some, I'm sure it was a, you know, some kind of a charge on the call, right?
Yeah.
Such thing as a free phone call.
Well, I hope you can get him. Get
what?
I mean, you can charge him, yeah.
Yeah, no, U.S. West is going to charge him through the nose. This guy is going to have, that'll be it for him. You know, he lost the wife a year ago. He'll get the phone bill, and they're going to find him right in the pansies, whap, with clutching the phone bill, with my name on it. Well, I look forward to that.
And I vote no.
All right, there's another no vote.
And one other question I have for you. This time I was wondering, why is it that so many of your characters are from Texas?
No, just one.
No, you had that other guy, Ron Embry, was it?
No, George Gephardt. He's from Mississippi.
Well, you had some other guy, though.
No, I didn't. I've only got two southern characters. I got Dave from Bloomington, who's...
How you doing, Phil? You know, I'm going to miss your show, you know. And I don't think you should say that Minnesotans don't have any emotion. I really get pissed off a lot of times, you know.
All right, I think you're a slob, Dave. What do you think of that?
Well, it makes me mad. I'm going to hit myself. Ow. Ow, ow.
So that's kind of how that goes. And then I have another one that's from Jordan. They're from all over the world.
Yeah. But I don't know.
You wouldn't know the show's funny from the people calling in tonight. I'm doing these lines. They're like, oh, yeah? Okay. That's great. John, you all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Here.
Keep going. Just keep talking, man. I'm going to butt in.
No, there was a guy.
Don't be so bleeding polite.
This was like in September, I think, who did your whole show in character.
Yeah.
And it was some guy from Texas. Steve, it wasn't Warnell.
Yeah, it was Steve Warnell.
No, I thought it was like.
No, it was Steve Warnell. Take it from me.
Well, because you had some guy's name was Embry.
I got inside information.
He was pushing something where he had.
I talked to Henry every day.
He was selling. He was a businessman and he was selling children or something.
Yeah, Steve Warnell.
That was Warnell?
Yeah, he was selling kids.
I thought he was Embry or something.
You're wrong. That's Ralph Embry, and he's on some station in Nashville.
Okay. Now you. Okay.
What are you arguing with me for? I created the damn show. I know my characters.
No, because I remember because it wasn't Warnell though.
No, I'm
somebody
really
else checked.
Huh? It was Steve freaking Warnell from Dallas, Texas.
Well, I should have put it on tape. I can prove it.
What? Go ahead. Get the tape out. Play it.
I got
it. Wrap Christmas presents.
Because he did the whole show.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Steve Warnell.
And then I like the guy from California who was going to build a lake up here.
Yeah, that's right. That was Ed Woosney.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you had some people going real good on that.
Yeah, I know. He said Clinton promised the Californians the top 3 feet of every Minnesota lake. You know, that really got him cranking.
Yeah.
Well, John, thank you. We got the Warnell thing cleared up for
all
you.
All right, good. I want to hear that.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Nick and Edina, hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Hi, Nick.
Just like to say thanks for all the hours and hours of entertainment.
You better take that call, Nick.
Forget the call. They'll go away.
No, they won't. It'll just be hours and hours of entertainment. Well, I appreciate you saying that.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Nick.
Goodbye.
He's got to take that call. Suddenly realized it's the bail bondsman. Chuck in Burnsville.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Fine.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to miss you, and that's all I can say about that. But I think I'm on to you. You've been kind of playing out this going thing for a real long time, kind of like a fire sale at a furniture store, you know,
uh-huh.
Kind of things.
Right.
It's been kind of going on. You know what's going to happen? You're going to not show up at the studio next Monday, and somebody else will quote unquote come there.
Right.
Different voice, different character, different personality.
Yeah.
Totally different show. But you know what? It's going to be you. You're going to be pulling a big act on it.
Maybe.
And you're going to pull it for maybe a month or two before we find out.
Could be.
Somebody down in Florida is going to be doing the same thing.
Maybe. Yeah, I didn't really say anything, but maybe this whole thing is a scam. I've got the call letters of the station that I'm going to. I got their permission to use the call letters.
You've always been a master at the little
and
minute
detail. I got Brian Lambert, who I've done nothing but lambaste for weeks and weeks. I got him to plug something into his column about it.
I think
even CJ, who, you know, is kind of sad that I never really asked her out for a drink, she plugged something into her column.
I got
the whole thing going for me.
I think that's it. And yeah. I think you could carry on this new act for years before you finally really...
It's a new character I've got. Its name is John Williams.
And you're just going to play it for years and years?
That's right. Have you heard my Steve Cannon character?
That was another theory.
Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
I do a character in the afternoon between 3 and 6 named Steve Cannon.
Actually,
I can't believe... You know, some of these people think this is a real guy, right? And I got a real good-looking older gentleman to, you know, have the photograph taken. He kind of looks like Paul Newman. You ever seen this picture that supposedly is Steve Cannon?
I
got it at the fair and everything. That's my actually my uncle from Toronto, Canada. That's his picture.
Well,
but I do that show in the afternoon.
I thought Morgan Mundine did all the characters.
Yeah, no, Chuck. That's me, okay? That's me, all right?
Do you ever sleep?
No, I don't. Okay?
Okay, I think...
No, you don't believe me, do you?
Well, I'm not sure what to think. It's
mind-boggling. Yeah, I know. Well, no, it's not mind-boggling. It's just I do these characters. Steve Cannon, I do a Roger Erickson character. You ever heard that one? And my favorite's a Ruth Kozlak character. I get on, I just kind of go through the Us magazine every day and go, did you read? Look at this, Tom Cruise. And I thought it was real. Well, Lorena Bobbitt isn't getting all the business. Now then, let's move on to some other topics.
Anyway, good luck.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. You're leaving now, huh? I give you the whole damn thing. I lay it right out there for you, man. And you're not copping any of this. You're not believing any of this, are you?
Is Morrison working at the studio somewhere, too?
What? Who?
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, right. I got Jim, you know, and all of them. I'm doing all of it. It's me, Chuck. The whole bleeding station's me. Morning, noon, and night. 24 hours a day. I am God. Oh, man, the talent that I've got, the money I ought to be paid, it's a crying shame. You know, I can't even talk tonight. I think I'm a little emotional this evening, or maybe I'm just getting sick of talking to Dave from Bloomington going,
is that really you doing, Steve Cannon?
Yeah. All right, Chuck, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your nice thoughts and comments and your theories, too. I'll be forwarding those to Jim Garrison. Oh, he's dead. Well, whoever is on the hit list these days. 21 after midnight at WCCO News Talk 830. The weather overnight clear to partly cloudy, low near 26. Today, partly cloudy and a high near 48. Currently, mostly cloudy and 29 degrees at WCCO News Talk 830. Bessie Dupree of St.
You.
You wanted to talk with me?
Yes, we wanted to talk to you when you had on the program just before Christmas. Hamid had given you a snowblower. And
I gotta check in.
We have been able to establish communication with the Toro dealership in Bloomington, where if you heard the show over the last couple of weeks, Hattie sent her snowblower. She got a snowblower for Christmas, and apparently Hamid, who gave her the snowblower, was sucked inside of it. Now, we are in talking to the gentleman there at the Toro dealership. Is this Wayne? Wayne?
Yes, hello.
Wayne, can you put the phone up to Hattie's snowblower? Hamid's in there?
Yeah, he is. Go ahead. Say something.
I can't understand you.
Phil, we're going to try to get him out. We're going to try to reverse the vacuum effect and see if that helps. I don't know if it will.
I mean, they're going to try to blow you out of that thing.
Oh, no. No, no. No, no, no. No, that ain't going to do it. He's still shoved in there.
Sir, I would ask you, probably you don't want to do that while he's still in there.
We got to get him out somehow, for crying out loud. This old bag has been bugging us for 3 weeks to get the snowblower back.
And please don't call her an old bag.
Well, she's on the phone day and night. Let me just try it one more time.
That feel pretty good, Hamid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sir, is it going to be any time soon you're going to be able to get him out of there?
I don't know, Phil. We got to get the manual out. I'm going to have to send away for the manual.
Send away for the manual? I thought you guys are the maintenance guys, the dealership.
Now, this is a real big problem. I can't. There's like one leg hanging out. You see the guy's leg there, Bob? Try to get that. His leg's hanging right out of it. We've got part of him out. A leg's hanging out.
One leg is hanging out.
Just dangling. The leg's dangling. Let me try to do this one more time.
I think he wants you to knock it off.
All right. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know what it's going to take. Ed, get in the back there. I got a couple of sticks of dynamite.
Now, don't use the dynamite until the last resort, okay?
All right, we'll try.
All right, thanks a lot. Your name is Wayne?
It's Wayne, Phil, over at the Toro Rod dealership.
All right, listen,
I got some plastique in the back there, too, Ed.
No, that plastique and the dynamite, hold off on that until you can get some other way of getting them out of there, okay?
All right, Phil.
They're the guys at the Toro dealership there. Well, they're on the job anyway, and they got one heck of a good snowblower there, I'll tell you that. Did you hear the power? Do you hear the horsepower on that thing?
Wow.
25 after midnight. Now, we have a follow-up on that story, and Hattie's on the line from St. Paul. Hattie?
Yes, Phil.
What is the follow-up? I hear you've got some great news.
I do, and I can't even speak. I'm so excited.
What's going to be going on?
Next week, Phil, I'll be marrying that snowblower.
Isn't that marvelous?
Yes. They do make one hell of a snowblower over there. And why not? It isn't a man with hair on his chest in this state, so I might as well just go Toro and leave the driving to it.
All right. Well, congratulations.
You're welcome, Phil. Thank you for putting me together with it in the first place.
Well, they just call me the matchmaker, you know. Modern appliances and the modern woman.
Yes, it's great. I couldn't be happier. Well, with you going to Miami, I'll have all my free time taken up with the new snowblower. So I want to thank you and Hamid and everyone. God bless you, Phil. God bless you. Never been happier. Wait, I thought it was around here somewhere. Probably out reading the paper.
Thank you. Here is Gillette in Northeast Minneapolis. Hello, Gillette.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Gillette from Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah, we got the check-in call there from, who was that? Butch or Red or somebody called?
No, I got one thing to say to you, Phil.
Yeah?
You're bitching.
I am bitching.
Gonna miss you.
I'm the bitchinest. Thank you, Gillette.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Lady Gillette, by the way. Drew in New Ulm, you're on WCCO.
Jeez, what happened to Hattie? I thought she used to hate you.
Yeah, she did. I got her hooked up with that snowblower. Let me tell you.
I know. Well, whatever happened to that anti-Phil Hendry club she started? Did she let go of that?
She couldn't get 5,000 names.
Oh.
Now, a guy called one night and said that he got 5,000 names. As a matter of fact, I've got that on tape. The guy claimed that he actually got 5,000 people to sign a petition to get me off the air, but he missed the big part of that entire promotion, which was $9.95 per signature.
And then you get the dough.
Oh, that ain't it. Wow. What else is new? You know, CBS, right? I try to find things that work around here. Nothing works.
Phil, I had another idea. Maybe before you leave, right before you go, you could sign off like Cannon does and do all your characters, have them say something before you go. Like right at the end.
Just like Cannon does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, man.
Yep.
Thanks.
See ya.
See you later. Steve in Maplewood, hello. How about not? How about not doing it the way Cannon does it?
I would say not.
Yeah.
Forget the money thing, too.
All right, what's up?
Last time I called, you said I was your publicist. You may... I just want to thank you for nearly 9 months off of the Braunschweigert and... Bratwurst, and I don't know, I'm going to stay on the wagon without you here, Phil, but we'll make it somehow.
Okay, man.
A couple of simple pleasures I'd like to mention. One, hearing Mr. X cracking up in the background.
Yeah,
on the other side of the glass, she's laughing so hard we can hear her on your mic. It's great.
It was fun to have her working on the show.
And then...
Pendleton used to do that, too. Now, I got a whole studio full of people who haven't laughed once tonight. But that's all right. You know, they're over here from the Brown Institute, and they're told, be quiet in the studio. Don't ever say a word in the studio.
It's a kind of a solemn moment in a way. You're leaving, Phil.
Are they solemn? Is that why you're solemn, Tasha? Really? Are you sad? Are you going to have beers with us tomorrow? No, really? You're not. Why, because you're underage or because you think I'm a creep?
So I got a couple of other thoughts here.
Okay.
And that's a whole list for me, so...
Okay.
I was glad Joe called in, because it reminded me of two things. One, the people from Radio Oz are glad that you're going. They'll get some of their audience back.
Who's Joe? Oh, the kid.
I know
Gary Landis over at Radio Oz. I used to work with Gary in Los Angeles.
Yeah?
Fine guy. Doing a great job over there.
Oh, yeah, but I'm telling you, they're losing market share to you,
slightly. At night, I think it's dipping way down there for them.
And then the other thing is, now that you're gone, WCCO is not going to be able to land that Toys R Us contract that they're trying to line up.
You know, is there any real major difference between this show and what's going on at Radio Oz? I don't think so. I think it's just about the same thing. You know, we've got funny voices and cartoon music, and it's everything you'd get any kid would want in his favorite cartoon. We got it.
There you go. You just got to run down the top 20 kiddie hits each week, and you'll have it.
Toys R Us. Kids R Us.
Yeah, Kids R Us.
Thanks, Steve.
And I just wanted to say, Phil, I've really enjoyed it. I wanted to tell you that we're really going to miss you, and I want you to know that this one last story, if I can, quickly.
No such thing as quickly in Minnesota talk radio. Every time you guys go quickly, I got the whole Dave from Bloomington act all over again.
One more point, Phil, and I won't take up too much more of your time, but did you see the article in Minnesota Business Weekly when the guy...
Are you all right, Phil, Dave?
I'm in the bathroom right now. It's all right. But anyway, I wanted to say...
Yeah.
Phil, and I can hold through the next break, too.
Yeah, I can hold through the next break, Phil. Hey, Phil, can you run a 20-minute phone call, man? I mean, everybody else in the station does. So, one final quick thought. Because right now, Mr. X, she's getting ready to pull out what looks to me like a Chinese made AK-47.
Last year, I was working for a security company and running the night shift. And
That's when they had the burglaries. That's right.
Got the other guys listening to your program.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get on the two-way radios and laugh so hard that we were, I mean, the place probably got ripped off a billion times and we didn't even know
it. That's what I said. I thought I knew your company.
We gave it our best shot, Phil, but
I had a thing going with all you security guys listening to the show.
You kept us.
I had my own mob outside. I said, okay, they're out there now. They're listening to the show. Go ahead, hit them, baby. I've got more television sets in my apartment.
You kept us awake all night, Phil. It was great, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'm glad I kept you awake.
Best to you. Godspeed.
Okay, man. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Godspeed. What does Godspeed mean, exactly? That's kind of like what a junkie says, you know, to keep himself... I think that Godspeed is what a methamphetamine freak says to himself to feel better. Godspeed. Speed. 1232 at WCCO News Talk 830.
With Dave Lee, this is Rod Jerickson.
In the leg last night. Do you honestly believe I turned my wife into a bratwurst?
Character from Peanuts with Charlie Brown, and I don't think that's too satanic.
Oh, and blah, 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 blah. What is it? What is Snoop Doggy Dog? What does that mean? What do you think of a name of a group called My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult?
And they thought I was losing my mind.
I was thrown into a stack of gravy.
I'm white and I'm a man, so what do I care?
What? I mean, a lot of women call me the Clark Kent of women's movement.
Why?
Because I'm like Superman. Spend a lot of time in a phone booth.
Doing what?
Making calls on behalf of my women clients.
Well, I...
Changing into my costume.
You're listening to the Phil and Henry Show on WCCO. Come here, say something to everyone.
Well, I want to say that this is the last Phil Henry Show that I ever got in. And I love Phil so much, it made me feel welcome in Twin Cities. And I don't want to do it.
How about playing with the snowblower?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
WCCO News Talk 830-989-9226. Ray and Champlin, hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good, Ray.
Good. Yes. I called you on your first night on the show, and I figured it would only appropriate if I called you your last night.
Well, great. Did you call any time in between?
Nope.
Oh, great.
Nope, just the first night.
You're the bookends caller here.
That's right. Well, I don't ever call talk shows.
Most people,
I listen to you all, every night, but I don't ever call.
Most people don't.
No.
I mean, when you get right down to it, people that call talk shows are the strangest people. I mean, who the hell? You ever call a talk show, Sheldon? Hell no.
No way, man.
Yeah, he just comes in here and hangs out for 4 hours.
But, you got some stiff competition tonight, though. You know, Kerrigan's on Saturday Night Live hosting.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Well, actually, what an actress she is, isn't she?
Hell, I'm watching it. Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Oh, look, there's a teacup skit they're doing here. Now, what's Nancy? What? I wish I could almost watch this. There's Abraham Lincoln and Nancy Kerrigan in a very tight T-shirt.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman is doing, what is he doing, his Clinton impression there?
No, that's his Disney guy.
There's another guy that I used to do work with. Would you believe that Phil Hartman and I used to do commercials together?
Yeah, I saw him on... Conan O'Brien the other day, too.
And there's another guy that I used to... I knew Conan O'Brien when he was working out at the Groundlings. All these people have just passed me by, baby.
No, I don't think for long, Phil.
Well, you know, it's like Conan... I used to watch him do skits when we were at the Groundlings. We did a improv class, and there was this big, tall, skinny kid in the class. He was hysterically funny. And he was a writer at that time for not necessarily the news, and he'd just come out of Harvard. And I remember him standing up doing his bits, and the next thing I know, the guy's hosting a show on NBC.
Have you seen the show? Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something about him. I don't watch a lot of that show, but if they give this kid enough time, I'm telling you, he's going to be a smash, because he's a funny guy.
He is.
But he's going to have to, he's a physical comedian. He's got to do some Jackie Gleason stuff, get out there and move around and do some skits, because that's what he's good at.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good, actually. He's a lot better than Chevy Chase.
Yeah, I don't know about parking him behind a desk.
No.
You know, I just thought, I think that show will evolve into kind of sketch humor, which may be where it's at.
They do some of that.
Yeah, they got to
do
a lot of... Because, I mean, let's face it, am I right or am I wrong? And maybe you disagree with me. Is the funniest show on TV in the last, say, 8 years In Living Color or not?
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know, but it beat the hell out of Saturday Night Live. And that was all sketch comedy with a couple of dance numbers.
Yeah.
Kind of like the old Jackie Gleason
show. Well, then you got Jim Carrey now doing his movie.
Yeah, and Carney.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. How old are you, sir? Well, you know, Phil. Well, Ray, thank you so much.
Well, we'll miss you.
All right.
I'll have to get myself a shortwave radio and listen to you down there.
I'll miss you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bill in Robbinsdale. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, Bill.
All right, here you go. Phil, I was wondering, you ever been to Eugene, Oregon?
No, I haven't. Oh, I went through in a train once. Why?
Well,
I sound like a guy that was on the radio there once?
Huh? Heading out to some dead shows.
You did what?
Heading out to some Grateful Dead shows.
You're heading out to some dead shows in Eugene?
Yeah, I followed them from here to Las Vegas.
Are you a real-life deadhead?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah? Are they still playing?
Oh, hell yeah.
They'll never die, will they? They'll just keep going on and on and on.
They're one of the biggies draft.
No, I've never been to Eugene. I've never really been to I went to one Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah?
And that was it. Well, you sound like a deadhead, sir. Gus in Arden Hills, hello.
Absolutely.
How you doing?
Creative theater, kid.
Yeah, I heard that.
Don't tell them anything. Only a few can keep doing it. Orson Welles was one. I heard that show. I was 9 years old.
Took him 50 years to get famous, though.
Well, no, but I mean the show that he did with the Martians landing.
Oh, the Mars, the War of the Worlds.
I mean, he didn't let anyone know.
Yeah.
I know your management probably has to agree to that, But absolutely...
What it was was this. I'm doing all these characters, assuming that they are so bloody absurd, so absolutely absurd that only a complete melonhead wouldn't get it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they would say...